great to talk to you.
Fantastic to talk to you. Now, you're bringing some swing to Burnie, the Burnie Arts and Functions Centre this month. In fact, Friday the 18th of September at the Town Hall. I bet you and the guys can't wait to deliver some of your finest, a taste of Las Vegas to Burnie, if you like.
Absolutely. Oh, we haven't done a show since, I think, December last year, and we had a whole bunch of shows planned between March and now that all got the plug pulled on them because of bloody COVID. Very excited to get back in front of an audience. I can't tell you how much we are. So we've been rehearsing our butts off, singing the songs, and it's funny. It's a bit like riding a bike. You don't forget how to do it. What's missing is that element of a live audience, because there's a lot of banter in the show and a lot of sort of storytelling and stuff and some gags that we do, and we definitely need a live audience for that. And the music we play, of course, is, you know, it's eternal. You can't go wrong with it. It's people love it. They know all the words. They tap along. They just can't dance, unfortunately. We had a gig on the weekend at the Great Lake Hotel, which was great. One couple, you know, obviously married and together, we got up to do a little slow dancing. Within 30 seconds, the waiter was asking them to sit down.
Tap the on the shoulder.
So they'll be toe tapping from your chair, basically. You could dance in your chair.
Tell us a little bit about the show itself, Croon, because there's just something magic about the big band here, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. And unfortunately, because of the number of restrictions, we can't bring the 18-piece big band with us. But when we did our first show together as Croon in 2013,
yep,
we did five sort of recordings of the five shows across 2014 and the return season, 2013 and 14 return season. So we've got all the band digitally recorded, so you'll hear the band like they're there. They just won't be there. But that music, I think it's, like I said, people, if you didn't grow up in that era, you certainly grew up with parents or grandparents that played that sort of music. And it's good music. It's like it's very much a family sort of music. Anyone can listen to it. And the tunes are great. They're eternal. You can't go wrong with them. And we bring our own sort of humour and character and charm to the whole thing as well, which people really, really, really enjoy. And we've done about five sort of big live shows. So our repertoire is massive. The hardest part has been choosing what to do. We have a CD called Live and Swingin' from the Theatre Royal. So where the first half will be all these songs from that CD, you know, which is Sinatra, Dean Martin, Bobby Darin, Sammy Davis Jr. type stuff. And then we branched out in the last few years and did a lot more sort of swing versions of things. So there's things like Sweet Caroline is in there, for example. We do the theme to The Love Boat.
Wow.
Which always gets a fantastic reaction. We even do a swing version at the end of A Long Way to the Top if you want to rock and roll.
Gee, that's exciting. And look, you've got to put your spin on it, don't you? And at the same time, you put a little bit of comedy in there. It's just a great night. It's a great family night.
Absolutely. And we've got one particular song that friends of ours, Daryl Peebles, who's from up Penguin Way, and Spot Cullen, who's from Launceston originally, who used to write a lot of stuff for Uni Review.
Yep.
They wrote quite a clean version. It's a parody version of My Way, the Frank Sinatra song My Way,
yep,
called The Midland Highway.
Oh, nice.
It's all about driving up and down the middle. It's very funny. It's been so popular. It's our most requested song, fortunately or unfortunately, however you want it. So we'll be singing that as well. That usually gets like a standing ovation. I mean, they won't be able to stand. But that song gets a raucous applause because it's very funny, because we can relate to it. Not only do you know the song and you're familiar with the tune, but you can relate to all the towns and stuff that we mentioned that we drive past on our way to Midland Highway, which we'll be taking when we come up on the 18th of September. So it's so important for the Burnie. Burnie's done very well to try and get shows up, because it's important for the industry to start coming back now. And people want shows to come in. They want shows from the mainland to come in. They're all watching us very carefully, because we're the ones that are leading the way in regards to no cases. It's very important for these shows to happen and for people to come out to them, to show that people have confidence, that people do want to go out. And that's what we're finding. People do want to go out and have a good time, and they are sensible, and they are distancing, and the venues are going to great levels of making sure that everyone is safe. And because we have no cases, there's that added sort of safety buffer that we all feel inside us as well. So it'll be a great night. We can't wait. We love touring. And it's a pity we can't take the girls and the band with us. But if this show works, then we're back with the 18-piece big band and the crewnets, the dancers as well. So we might have to do some choreography of our own, which will be interesting.
Now, it's for one show only, John, so we're looking at Friday the 18th of September. Make sure we grab our tickets from the box office, and you can go to the website as well, burniearts.net, and all the details are there. And they're on our community switch as well, 7bu.com.au. So all we can say is we're looking forward to the Croon, and you'll be there along with Andrew Coleraine and Colin Dean and your good self.
That's right. Staying overnight, so we're not going anywhere. So we'll party kicks on afterwards. We're looking forward to one of our best parts of doing our shows is getting to meet people and chat to them after the show. So we're really looking forward to that.
Thanks for your time this morning on 7B Breakfast, and we look forward to swinging with Croon.
Likewise, Lee. All the best. Can't wait.